Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
We're your podcast personal trainers for today, Wednesday the 27th of January. Very exciting day. As always, we have a great show planned for you.
Today is the day of birth for Sean that was here on Monday.
You're right. I totally forgot. Are we going to do anything?
I close.
I am at work till late, too.
I actually could because I close and then I have the next day off.
We'll talk about that. Because, I mean,
we got stuff to talk about today.
Yeah, we do. So we talk about motivation a lot in the podcast, but I think we're going to talk more about focus.
Focus today.
Mind-body connection. And what prompted this?
I read an article today, but I've got a quick story. We got some stories first of personal life. Rants.
Okay, we'll talk about
little rants. And then we'll go more into the focus, kind of the more intense stuff a little bit later in the show. So, do you want to start?
No, you go first.
Okay. So, first off, I'd like to preface this by, A, this is my opinion, and whatever I say, don't sue me.
Right, because this is my
opinion and my accounts of what is happening at this time.
Right, this is considered, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a good way to
and
say
And I'm
it.
Going to use names.
Yeah, why not?
I think that this is we're an opinion piece,
right,
per se.
Exactly, because as we always say at the show, we're not doctors. We can't prescribe
anything.
Exercise. We can't suit your needs 100%. So anything we say, you always have to take with a grain of salt. And this is
one of those times where you just kind of listen. You can come to the conclusion that you may. I'm going to come to mine.
So this is like, take this as a consumer report review.
Consumer review right here for InShape Fitness Gyms. They are a large gym within the metropolitan area of Northern California.
How many locations do they have?
I want to say 7.
Oh, okay. So not that bad.
Yeah, not too shabby. Actually, I don't know. So they might have more. But I don't know. For some reason, 7 seemed like a good number. I've been having some issues with their memberships.
As we've talked about on the podcast.
I haven't really said the gym, but this is the gym that I just worked out at. I don't work out of, I work out at.
Right.
I work out in the morning with my buddy Jared. Every morning we're there, approximately 7 to, at the latest, if I take a shower, use the sauna and all that stuff, it's about 9:30 when I get out of there. When I do me days, I call them. When I just kind of relax afterwards.
Right.
So, for those that are listening the first time, here's, you know, long story abbreviated. I'm a boxer. I want a boxing room. They're remodeling. They told me they'd have a boxing room January 1st. It's now January 27th. They don't have a room. Found out by the contractor that the room will never be done the way that I was told it will be done. That means there will be no heavy bags because the beams in the sky can't support the weight. I've contacted them 3 times to know. I verbally left a message twice. And I physically handwrote a message to them and got no phone calls back from them.
Just as a side note, their search engine, like, keywords suck. If you search for InShape Gym in Northern California, doesn't come up.
Just type InShape.
No, it won't come up, guaranteed.
InShape Gym?
I tried it. Won't come up. InShape Health Clubs. There you go.
Okay. InShape Health Clubs.
Okay. Clubs. Find a club.
How many do they got? Oh, they got some.
They've got 12. About, yeah, 12.
12 to 15?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
it looks
9,
like it's mostly in, 11, 12, it's all Northern 15. California.
Yeah.
So, long story short.
They have one in Turlock.
Oh, wow, fun.
No one likes Turlock.
So, I then call one night and I was like, hey, I need to leave my 4th message. And they're like, and the guy's like, oh, wow, sorry, like, why hasn't anybody, like, literally he told me, why has nobody gone back to you? And I was like, that's your problem. I have no idea why nobody
right.
gone back
that's
to me.
Right, that's your issue.
I've left my phone number every time. Long story short, with this guy, he basically informs me that I don't actually have to talk to anybody, that they should have been giving me a cancellation form from the very beginning.
Right.
So now I'm kind of pissed. Not kind of, I'm pissed. So this morning, I'm working out, doing my workout with Jared, having a dandy time. We get done, and I was like, oh, I'm going to grab that cancellation form just so, you know, by the end of the week and get it filled out and go on.
Right.
So I walk up to the front desk today. And I was like, oh, I need the cancellation form. And he goes, oh, are you moving? And I go, no. And he goes, oh, you can only cancel if you're moving. And they've already kind of hinted that this is the reason. And I was like, no, I'm going to be canceling because you guys aren't holding up to your end of the bargain of my contract. And he's like, oh, well, I don't know. And I was like, and I told him the whole story. And this guy's like, oh, well, I have nothing to do with that. And I was like, yeah, but that contractor does. And he was like all PC with me and was like, oh, well, I'm sorry, sir, and, you know, like, gave me that crap of just, like, it was real fake.
Okay,
it
like, was that I don't really care about you.
Yeah, he doesn't care, and he was really fake about it. So then he's like, well, you're going to have to wait for me to get the cancellation form. And I was like, why is that? And he goes, there's nobody to man the front desk. And I said, you know what? I'll grab their IDs, and I'll scan it for you if somebody shows up, so you can go get that cancellation form, because now I'm pissed.
Right.
Like, I'm already... I've worked in the gym industry enough, and I've done this enough. Just get me the effing form.
Right.
It's literally what I'm saying. It's
not that far. Let's not lie. I mean, I've been to that gym. You walk 30 feet at most.
At most. So, no joke. He now is pretty much picking up the fact that I'm pissed. He calls the babysitter from the kids club to come and work the front desk.
Leaving kids unmanned.
Leaving kids.
Holy shit.
Yeah, leaving kids unmanned.
Oh my god, wait, let's just...
I don't know if there's kids in there. I don't know for the sake of art, but like, just that's what I'm thinking as this whole event's happening. I was like, you're the kids club girl. Maybe there's another person. I don't know. For my safety, I'm going to like to think that there was.
I'm going to say there's not. That's fine. That's my opinion.
So there probably isn't. So he goes, gets the thing, comes back, and so now Jared starts talking to him because Jared actually just bought a new house,
uh-huh.
And it's about 20 miles away, and so he can't use that gym, the one that's in Clayton. He can use the one that's out in Brentwood and plans on it.
Right.
So he talks to the guy. He's like, oh, mine's real. I got a question for you. Super easy. Jared's nice. Jared's happy.
Imposing, though. He's a massive guy.
Jared's like 6'8", I think. 6'7", 260. Big pretty guy, but kind of that cuddly teddy bear kind of guy.
Right.
But if you, at first meet, you think, this guy's going to kill me.
You get into the, all right, fight or flight mode.
You kind of get into the tense up what's going to happen with this guy. So he's super nice because Jared knows that I'm pissed.
Right. Because
he already knows the backstory and knows that he's seen me get upset. Jared's like, this is a super question. I just need to look up my membership, and I want to transfer my membership because I think I'm only at this gym. I want to know, can I then go to the Brentwood gym, or what does it take for me just to get it switched over so I'm only that gym? Because I'm moving, and I know that I can cancel it if I move, but I really just want to move it over to that gym, and we'll call it a day. This same guy then informs Jared that it's going to cost him not to change gyms, but cost him $5 more a month to transfer to be only at that gym.
Why is this?
I don't know. And Jared looked at him and go, "Why? What is..." Jared literally was like, so you're going to charge me $5 more because I'm moving, but still going to only one of your gyms? And the guy's like, yeah, I don't make the rules. I don't make the rules.
I hate that. Oh, my gosh.
And so now I'm, like, furious.
Like,
now I'm pissed. Like, right. Now I've gotten to the point where I usually can be calm. I've worked in customer service. I still work in customer service. I know how to calm down a scenario.
Right.
This guy's just setting me up to knock his ass down.
I mean, he's how old is this guy?
This guy is easily 30s.
By that point in your life, you should know how to treat people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's not lie.
Oh, no. It gets better.
Ooh.
Gets better.
Ooh.
So now Jared's not angry, but he's getting more. He's getting aggravated. Like, it's just A and B aren't equaling. You know, kind of like, one. And how does this make sense that I have to pay more to change gyms? So now Jared's like, well, then I guess I'll just take a cancellation form too, because I'm moving. I'm moving out of, well, and then this is when this guy has the audacity to start arguing with Jared.
Awesome.
Jared, he goes, well, actually, you don't fall underneath the moving because you're within 20 miles of a other gym of ours. And Jared goes, yeah, but I only have this gym membership. I'm 20 plus miles away from this gym. I don't have a membership to those gyms.
Right.
So, thus, you're going to be giving me a cancellation form right now. And the guy, and I was like, I being the smart ass go, that makes sense to me. And this guy's not having it now, this front desk guy.
Right.
And now, because the front, the babysitter girl has yet to leave, which is the other aspect that was
so they're
funny.
Probably, let's just say, they're probably
there's probably
kids.
Another kid. Yeah, there's probably no kids.
Because what time is it now?
It's, it's 8 o'clock.
Oh, so we're hitting the mommy rush.
It's 8 o'clock. This makes sense later on in the story, what time it is. So it's 8 o'clock. He starts talking, and so underneath his breath, kind of as he turns to the babysitter club, this guy basically says, oh, I can't stand these people that want to cancel. And now I'm pissed. I am about to rip my shirt off in a fury and start breaking things. I was like, what did you just say? And he goes, oh, don't worry about it. I was like, your manager will be hearing about this. And so he gives me the cancellation form, and on it is like, what reason, like literally boxes. What do you want? Why are you canceling?
Right.
I wrote his name down under the staff person that I dislike, the Russian that's in the morning, the person that sold it to me's name. I just start writing names of people.
Did you write the, Josh's name? Say, this guy is
gold.
Oh,
I haven't run that because but I start writing this on the form and I start filling it out, And then the babysitter girl goes, when you're done with that, go ahead and just sit down and I'll go get a manager for you. And I was like, because a manager's the only person that can, like, sign this off and okay the whole situation. And I was like, oh, where is the manager? Because I've been there the whole time. And I was like, why the blank hasn't the manager been out
right.
there? I'm literally almost about starting to cause a scene. I would have, instead of the front desk guy, I would have handed that straight to a manager right off the bat if
Absolutely.
I was him.
Absolutely.
And she goes,
because here's the deal. Well, let me
go ahead, because this is where the epicness starts.
Because, I mean, I'm sorry if I'm offending anyone in their 30s who still has a front desk menial job.
Well, okay, so time out. Because I think this guy was a personal trainer that was working the front desk in place of the front desk manager Russian that was on our smoking break.
Well, here's the deal. Even if you're a trainer at that age, like, let's not lie, you shouldn't be working the front, like, that guy, what did he look like? Because I'm imagining a middle-aged balding man. Like, this is the guy. I'm picturing Humpty Dumpty.
He was in the physical realm. He was that in shape that looked like you just have a great metabolism.
Got it. So here's what I think happened in this guy's life. This is me projecting my opinions onto this guy.
Okay.
One. Failed athlete.
Okay.
Two, failed in whatever other job market he's ever been into. Three, figures, oh, I've always been in shape. I can do personal training. Four, gets a fly-by-night certification and now realizes that he's an unhappy SOB in his 30s and never is going to make it in his life because
yes.
he's working at the front desk at a gym in Clayton, California.
Yes.
Called In Shape.
In Shape.
And so, because it always cracks me up when people think, oh, I can do personal training, you know, blah, blah, blah. I know how to work out. No. Sorry, that's bull. Like, you have no idea.
There's
like,
aspects of it that are,
like,
far more difficult.
We devote,
than you
like, you know, it's like, people devote their lives to this, and you think you can just take a certification because you've been working out for 3 years? Yeah, that's complete crap. So.
Okay. So
babysitter girl.
Babysitter girl goes, I'll let you know when, she says, I'll let you know when a manager gets here so that you can work this out. And I was like, well, when's that going to be? She goes, they usually stroll in around 9:30. I look at her and I go, I cussed at her. So insert the word, because I was like, do you believe I'm going to effing sit here for 45 minutes till your effing manager shows up? And she goes, well, what time is it? It's 8:15. Let alone, I don't know if he's going to show up here in 45 minutes. If he strolls around at 9:30, I'm now here for an hour and 15 minutes.
This club has, just as a history, has a history of terrible, terrible management. Like, off the wall.
Off the wall. And see, I always thought it was just because they kept running into construction problems, but this actual location has had, like, six owners in the last 10 years.
Right, and they all are terrible.
So, she, like, I pretty much made this girl crumble, and I feel bad for that. I kind of, it wasn't her, like, she wasn't a part of it. She was the babysitter girl that was kind of an innocent bystander.
And she did try and help.
She did try and help.
Okay.
And so, the guy then kind of looks at me and goes, well, you can't take the form. And I was like, why can't I take the form? Because I'm furious now. Why can't I take, because you have to sign in front of the person. I was like, well, then I will just leave that blank. I'm smart enough not to sign something. Legal document without other people seeing it.
Right.
And I just grabbed the form and walked away.
I would have.
And I just left. And I was just like, wow. How, like, one of the hats you would wear would be businessman. Correct, Keon?
Absolutely. Same here.
Does that seem like logic? Like, logical. Let's not even go into the realm of good, because good is subjective.
Okay, I walk in.
Does that seem logical? Any aspect of this story?
Here's me coming in as the manager in, you know, what, 9 o'clock. I hear the story from this guy. You know, meet with you, let's say tomorrow.
I should have gotten a phone call today from a man.
Oh, absolutely. You should have gotten a phone. That would be the first call I'd make. You know what? Boom. And then I talk to you tomorrow morning. You know, the instant I hear this story from you, that guy's fired. Russian's fired. Everyone you've interacted with is fired in an instant.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't meet my business model, and if you don't do exactly what I would do in that situation, or better, you're fired.
Oh, yeah. It was mind-blowing to me, this whole event. So, yeah. Thank you for listening. I just need to vent.
That's
I was
intense.
Furious.
Wow.
So, yeah. That All was right. my event of the day.
Well, let's move on.
Okay, but before this, I was reading in the sauna from Muscle and Fitness. And it's the one with
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I just always want to call him The Rock guy. But yeah, Dwayne The Rock Johnson,
who is used to be a WWF wrestler,
he
is
used
now
to be a football player for the University of Miami. Well, no,
he's actually an athlete. Yeah,
he was an athlete that then went to become a wrestler. His dad was one of the very first black wrestlers, and then he now is a movie star. So they did this whole like 6-page biography kind of thing on him. And it was more not about him, per se, but how he worked out, like, through the years. It was really quite interesting. He talked about how the very first time he worked out, it was with his dad, and he couldn't lift the bench bar, like, just the bar.
45 pounds.
Yeah. So then he did push-ups all week long,
uh-huh.
And then that next Saturday when his dad was in town, because his dad was a traveling wrestler,
uh-huh.
And that was the only time he got to spend with his dad, was while working out.
Okay.
He did push-ups all week long that he could then lift the bar, and that from that moment on, he was hooked on working out because he saw the actual results of, you know, putting forth the focus and the effort and working out.
Right.
So then he goes into Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I believe it was in 2000, year 2000, was the Make-A-Wish Man of the Year.
Okay.
In the realm, this will make sense. I'm kind of telling a little bit.
Jumping ahead.
Sorry. He has, in that year, done more Make-A-Wish wishes than any other person, any other person over years.
Wow.
Like, he literally, at every one of his shows, would have a Make-A-Wish person, if he could.
Right.
And would do as much as he could for that kid.
That's awesome.
In, like, 2000. Like, I'm sure he still does. He has his own foundation now that they talk about at the end of the article. Pick it up. It's actually really quite an interesting article. And so they preface this whole story of how nice of a guy he is. Like, he will sign an autograph in person. Like, he's the nicest guy in the world. You will think he is a murderer if you watch him in the gym.
Really?
He puts his headphones on. He spits. He grunts. He wrestles. He just
seeds.
It's intense the whole time. And they have pictures of it. And I'm not even kidding you. Like, the pictures on this, like, from the photo shoot of it, it's intense. Like, he's not joking around in his workouts kind of a thing. And he's like, I go in, I don't BS, and I get it done. And I focus, and it's good. And he goes, and it's more difficult now being more famous because he literally will take off his headphones, shake your hand, talk to you, and then put them back on and grunt, spit, and go back in it. He can turn it on and off real fast.
That's awesome.
Which is really interesting, and I wish I had that ability because if I start talking to somebody, I lose my whole workout for the most part. But so that was really interesting and just kind of made me think that I can focus more intensely on my workout, especially since I'm boxing more now.
Right. I mean, this is an interesting juxtaposition to the gym that I currently work at. Because where I work out at is, it's considerably older, right? And people just come in and, you know, get by. And getting by in the gym is not, it is doing nothing. Let's not lie to ourselves. If you try and get by in the gym just by, you know, I'm going through the motions, et cetera, et cetera, all you're going to get is mediocre results, which will make you pretty much lose all motivation for yourself.
Because you're not going to see the results as fast or the ones that you want to see.
Absolutely. You're just going to say, oh, I guess that's what I get. Oh, well. And then you'll start talking bad about, you know, oh, yeah, I go to the gym, but, you know, I'm just not seeing the results I want. And it's a self-perpetuating cycle because you're not seeing the results you want. You're not putting in as much effort. You're not going as often. And then, boom, you just end up not showing up. You enter in the statistic of the 80% of people who never go to the gym.
And the thing that was, well, first off, we're looking at pictures of him right now. I really like his shoulder tattoo that covers the chest plate.
Yeah, that's pretty legit.
It's like the Hawaiian tribal. It's actually Polynesian.
Right.
Whatever, but yeah, I really like that. Isn't that sick?
Yeah, it is a good tattoo.
But, okay, so he also was talking about how he doesn't work out at home. He has to work out at gyms because he needs to have people around him so that he feels the pressure from other people. Because even though he's Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he needs to feel the peer pressure of performing well. Where he doesn't feel like he gets that at a home gym.
Right, or a small. Yeah. I really like that because I think, I mean, like I was saying, not enough people actually put in the effort to get the results. I mean, let's not, like, lie. Like, we cram what used to be a full days of working out. Like, let's think about it. You know, in the history of humanity, we've never been more sedentary, right? Oh, yeah. We cram a whole day's worth of working out,
so,
which used to
when,
be.
You know, people used to hunt, used to harvest, used to pick their own things, move, build their own houses and stuff like that. That was literally wake up to sundown. You were doing something active and physical.
Right. And now?
And only eating meats, vegetables, and fruits.
Right. And, I mean, grains weren't even introduced to the diet. You know, it's like, okay, let's think about this. Now we try and say, oh, you can just go walk on a treadmill for a half an hour and you'll be all right. I mean, part of my language is that's bullshit. Like, that is the definition of the word.
I think we're just going to go for the explicit.
I really don't care. Because, I mean, if you can't, like, realize that your health is much more important than the effort you put into it, like, it's frustrating to me where people just don't flip that switch and say, you know, I'm sick and tired of being a fat ass. Like, I want to look the way I want to look. I want to feel the way I want to feel. I want to live the life that I was meant to live. And if you can't do that, if you can't just get that turned on, if you walk into the gym and say, oh, this is what I'm doing today. I'm not saying spit and cuss and, you know, whatever. But
you don't need to be the grunters. Those people are a little bit intense sometimes. But, whatnot, but
I mean, like yesterday, I was working. Actually, this morning, I was working out and I was kicking my ass. I was going hard. And I look around the gym, you know, I'm taking my rest break, I look around the gym, and I'm getting stares. Like, people are like, what the hell is he doing? And I'm like, you know what? Like, I didn't care. I just went right back into my superset. And I was like, you know what? I realized that this is going to get me to the body where I want to be, the mentality where I want to get to, and it's going to force me to, I mean, it's one of those things, like, as silly as it sounds, like, your life is dominoes.
Yeah.
You flip one switch, like, fitness. Business falls into place. Home life falls into place. Romance falls into place. You know, et cetera, down the line because you flipped that switch. And, it's so stupid to me.
Yeah. I fully agree with you. And the thing that was the most interesting about this article was that I also like it because it kind of killed an excuse for a lot of people. I feel like so many people don't like going to gyms because they feel like they're being watched. But really, Dwayne takes that, flips it, and says, I want to be watched, so thus I then perform.
Right.
It's kind of that, like, I don't want to fail in front of other people, so I have to put myself in front of people. It's like,
right.
Instead of seeing the glass half empty, he sees it full.
Right. I mean, it's the same, like, Arnold. He used to, he hated his midsection, and he hated his calves. So what'd he do? He wore a cutoff, a midriff, and shorts to every workout. So that people would see his calves, he would see his calves, and he would say, you know what? I'm going to make these work. I'm going to make this awesome. And he did it. Like, that's how he did it.
I mean, there's a picture in, that's funny because there's another article in this Muscle and Fitness that talks about, like, old school workout routines and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And has a picture of Arnold bent over.
Uh-huh.
Like, bent over, basically. And he has two guys sitting on his back, and he's doing calf raises.
One of my favorite pictures I've ever seen in weightlifting. He has the entire weight stacked on a calf, like a standing calf raise, and Franco Colombo, his training partner, is that Franco, standing on it.
Oh yeah,
I love that. It's one of my. It's just such a like perseverance, like awesome picture.
Oh yeah, and so I guess kind of the point I want to make about today, besides my little rant that I just kind of need to. Bent about is that focus this week on what you're doing. Be intense. Who cares what people think about you at the gym?
Right.
They're all trying to do the same things, and then in 6 weeks when you're looking sexy and they're still looking fat, who gets the last laugh?
Right. Absolutely.
Enough said.
Exactly. You get to say, you know, I win.
Yeah.
Like I just kicked your I took what you wanted. And I made it mine. Like, this is, you know, it's one of those things. You, the people who succeed in life, they take that mentality of winning. I mean, like, as corny as it sounds, is you have to try and win. You know, like, if you just, I'm just going to sit back and, you know, whatever, I'm going to be okay with it. Being okay is failing in my mind, you know? You have to strive to make yourself be the best person that you can be. And, I mean, fitness is just one of them. And it is, in my mind, the starting block. Because then you start feeling good about yourself. Start feeling motivated. Again, the dominoes. It falls into place.
I think that wraps it up.
Yeah.
I feel like I should go work out.
I know. I feel like I'm going to go.
That was a very good podcast.
I agree.
This is usually the conversation that Keon and I have after podcasts. But I like that one.
Yeah. I think it's pretty good.
I feel that if you aren't motivated to go work out right now, then maybe you should re-listen to what we just said.
Yeah.
And pick up this month's Muscle and Fitness. They don't pay us, but it was a good article.
Yeah. I feel like we talked about two things that I hate reading Muscle and Fitness and, you know, all that stuff. Like, I'll read Men's Health every so often because I like Men's Health and
Muscle and Fitness, I know I just told you to pick it up. A lot of it is the fake reports. Make sure that it's... if you're reading something, it doesn't say this is a 4-page ad.
Right, check at the bottom.
A lot of times they kind of slide those in to make you think that they're giving you real information, but really it's an ad for something.
Right.
But
very true.
I liked that article, and there was a couple good articles in there.
Yep.
But
okay, cool. Well, we'll be talking to you tomorrow. Todd, why don't you take us the way out?
All right.
Find us the door.
Apple.
Well, you guys have a great week. Actually, just have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Peace.
What?
Sorry, that was yours. Sorry. Hey, let's redo it. Apple.
I am literally fuming at this point.
Sorry, I was just so excited.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
I'm a man with his pick of girls. Oh, I'm a nice one of grease in his pillow. Oh, I'm a name he don't want to know. Okay.
hat.